This is Ken, and first of all, I'd like to apologize that the last few weeks there has been no podcast. I've been busy. I'll try to keep it regular from now on. So, today's lesson is about pronunciation, about a way to improve your pronunciation. Now, we're not going to focus on specific words. We're going to focus on a concept. And that concept is that English is what's called a stressed time language. I'll explain that. It's a bit difficult. So, when working on pronunciation with students, I'm always surprised how important word stress is to proper pronunciation. Students want to pronounce correctly, and that's great, but they often correctly pronounce each and every syllable. This leads to poor pronunciation. What? Are you surprised? Well, listen to this sentence. I'm going to read it twice. We are going out to dinner tonight. We're going out to dinner tonight. Now, you might notice how poor my pronunciation of certain words is in the second or more natural version. We're going out to dinner tonight. However, this second version sounds much more natural. Good pronunciation depends on understanding the difference between words that are stressed and words that are not stressed. So, let's listen to two more sentences. I'm going to read each sentence twice. Sentence one. The moon shone brightly, illuminating the fields. The moon shone brightly, illuminating the fields. And our second sentence? I haven't been able to come on Mondays because my wife's been taking the children to their lessons. One more time. I haven't been able to come on Mondays because my wife's been taking the children to their lessons. Now, the funny thing is that while the second sentence is almost twice as long, it's 25 syllables compared to 12 syllables in the first sentence, the speaking time is approximately the same, about 5 seconds. This is a key point about English. English is a stressed language, which means we stress certain words and don't stress others. We glide over them. Now, in other languages, such as French or Italian or Spanish, each syllable receives equal importance. They are called syllabic languages. There's stress, certainly, but each syllable has its own length and is pronounced. And it's difficult for speakers of syllabic languages to understand that English tends to not pronounce each and every syllable clearly. Now, let's take another example. We're coming tonight. Not we are coming tonight. The use of truncated forms, the short forms of subject plus auxiliary verb, such as I'm for I am, or we've for we have, they'll for they will, indicates this tendency to shorten what are called non-content words or function words. Function words are words that are not stressed in sentences. And they include determiners, such as the, some, a few, auxiliary verbs, such as don't, am, were, have, will, prepositions, such as before, next to, in, of, conjunctions, but, while, as, pronouns, such as they, she, my, are, we. Those are words that are not stressed in a sentence. The content words are the words that are stressed, and content words are stressed because they carry the main meaning of a sentence. Content words include nouns, kitchen, a lamp, desk, Peter. Most principal verbs, such as visit, construct, understand, learn, speak. Adjectives that describe the nouns. Beautiful, interesting, difficult. Adverbs that describe the verb, how something is done. Carefully, carelessly, often. There's one important exception to this rule, however. When you're using the negative form, the auxiliary verb is stressed because it is key to understanding. For example, the positive sentence, "He can play tennis well." "Can" is unstressed and it's glided over. The negative form, however, "He can't play tennis well." The negative auxiliary "can't" is stressed because it's key to understanding. In British English, the pronunciation even changes. So, "He can play tennis well, but he can't play tennis well." You'll have to excuse my awful British accent, but you get the idea. Now, let's return to the beginning examples to demonstrate how this affects speech. Our first sentence, "The moon shone brightly, illuminating the distant fields." The second sentence, "I haven't been able to come on Mondays because my wife's been taking the children to their lessons." In each sentence, there are 7 stressed or content words. However, the second sentence is much longer, 25 syllables compared to 12 of the first. With the exception of the 2 determiners "the" in the first sentence, each word is stressed and pronounced clearly. In the second sentence, however, there are a number of function words that are glided over. Words such as "haven't been able," "has been," "to," "there." Now, let's get practical. I'm going to give you a few ideas of how you can practice this at home to improve your own pronunciation. So, first of all, write down a sentence that only has content words or mostly content words. Remember, content words are nouns, adjectives, and adverbs. And then write down a second sentence with a number of function words, prepositions, auxiliary verbs, pronouns, etc. Underline each stress word in both of these sentences and then repeatedly speak the 2 sentences, remembering to not stress the function words. In this way, you can compare and contrast the differences in pronunciation. To take it to the next level, find an article from a newspaper or magazine. Go through the article and underline the stress words. Next, try to read the article stressing the content words that you've underlined while gliding over the function or the non-stressed words. Exaggerate. Try to be very unclear. You'd be surprised at how well your pronunciation can become. It's not a matter of pronouncing each word correctly. It's a matter of stressing the right words. Okay? Well, thank you for listening in. Once again, this is English Feed.